After that, my mother had died, and my family didn't like my association with the Catholic Worker. The Catholic Worker then was at Charles Street, and down in the village along the waterfront. And of course, at that time, there were seamen strikes. And I remember one time Bill Callahan and myself were giving out leaflets on the waterfront, which is a pretty tough place to be. And the seamen were always suspicious of people, particularly if they didn't know you. And I remember Bill was giving out these leaflets, and this fellow walked up to him, never asked what he was doing, and just popped him and mm-hmm. laid him low, you know. And I said, oh, my goodness, man, why did you do that? You know, I said, we're on your side. And so it was pretty exciting and sometimes dangerous living down there and doing the things that we did. But as I started to say, then I left and took care of my kid brother, but only because my family felt that I was connected with a communist outfit. You know, the Catholic Worker at that time was considered communist because they were involved in labor disputes and protests and picketing. And I felt that after a while that there was only one way I was going to leave my supposed responsibility, and I just quit my job, went home and told my family that my address would be down in Mott Street, and where they had moved, and I went down there, joined the work, and from that time on, I was associated with it until I got married. I met my wife there, and the strange thing about my wife, the Catholic Worker had no visible means of support. We were totally dependent on contributions. And from one day to the next, you never knew how you were going to exist. But every Monday morning, we would get this letter from Tell City, and we used to say, well, at least Monday, we know we're going to get $1, because this girl, Alice Lautner, would always send in a dollar. And of course, years later, she came in, and I'll never forget, and I says, so that's Alice Lautner. As she walked in the door, that wasn't a very good remark. I've lived to regret that remark. But I in the conduct of the house, I don't know if you want me to continue any more on that, but Catholic Worker took in everybody, regardless of religion or creed or nationality or what. Nobody was asked any questions, and particularly down in the Bowery, for anybody to get any help or food. Many of your mission houses, you had to get up and be saved and make a confession, and these were the, then you would get something to eat or a bed to sleep in. But the Catholic Worker, we weren't concerned about that. In fact, if anybody started to give you a story, then you became suspicious, and you weren't interested in that. And so we gave them a place to sleep and a place to eat, and there was no actual effort to convert anybody or to change their lifestyle. We tried to accept them as one of us. We all slept in the same place, ate the same food, had the same clothes, and we tried to restore their dignity to them by treating them as equals. Because most of these people, you know, we talk about deserving poor today. Well, the deserving poor normally are taken care of because they are deserving. But the people that we dealt with were the dispossessed and the destitute, the people down at the bottom of the ladder who had no sense of hope and no place to go. And their whole day was in search of food and clothing and lodging. And these people would be up early in the morning, you know, from the municipal lodging houses. They came to the Catholic Worker and formed the bread line. We had a bread line that, it gradually grew. Sometimes there were as many as 1,000 people. And they would line up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Mm. What years were you there,
Joe? This is, I came down, I think I'm hazy about dates, 1936. And I was there to 1942 when I got married.
Mm-hmm.
And then after I got married, my wife and I still lived down there. We didn't live in the house, but we lived in the neighborhood until I went overseas as an ambulance driver.
Mm.
But these people would stand on line from 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, in the dead of winter. And all we gave them was a cup of coffee and a piece of bread. That's it, and apple butter. That's all they got. And then from there, they would walk all the way uptown to St. Francis Church on 31st Street, where they got a lunch, you know. And then, you know, people talk about, well, why don't they get some work, you know. Well, how do you get work when your whole life is in search of just the basic necessities of life to keep body and soul together, you know? And
let me hold you there.
Yeah, I've talked enough.
No, you haven't. I asked the right question at the beginning, but it's fascinating.